that song, or keep it where you can turn back to it, as we'll be looking at a little bit more as we go along. The first stanza simply says, as you can see there, "Now the day is over, night is drawing nigh, shadows of the evening steal across the sky." That provokes in and of itself quite a few feelings in our mind. Another day is passing, is just about past. And we've used it well, or we've used it less well, maybe not well at all sometimes. But that provokes a lot of thought processes in our mind from time to time. Among those things are this thought that occurs to me as we talk about night coming, that Jesus said when he was asked about a certain blind man, that he said that this man was born blind, and that the result of that was going to be, or the effect, and in some senses the purpose of it was that God's purposes would be served and that God would be glorified. Because as Jesus said here in John 9 and verse 4, "I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work." Now, we live in a kind of a different society and setting. We've got electrical lights and people work all the time, day and night and everything else. But the fact of the matter is that we do need to rest, and we need to come to the end of our work day at some time. And Jesus is pointing out here something that reaches beyond just the end of a day. He's obviously talking about the fact that he's got to work while he has the opportunity, while he's here upon the earth. But it also indicates to us as individuals that we must use the opportunities that are given to us. In fact, we read over in Colossians 4 and verse 5, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer each one." Verse 5 says, "Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time." Don't know why it took up in the middle of the passage there. But walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. And as has been pointed out many times, that expression at the end of verse 5 is to buy up the opportunity. In other words, use the opportunity while you've got it. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside. Jesus said, "Night's coming when no man can work." In other words, do the work while you have the opportunity to do the work, whatever it is that you need to be doing. And of course, particular, he is talking about fulfilling his purposes upon the earth, and would emphasize to us that we fulfill God's purposes in our lives as well. Night is coming. This song seems to me to be particularly talking about the coming of an actual day, coming of the end of an actual day. But it is suggestive of the fact that life is like that. It's going to come to an end as well. I'd like to ask you to hold that place at 122 and turn with me over to 352. And remember that we're talking about using our opportunities and some of the kinds of things that come to our minds as we're coming toward the end of a day, and as we look at the prospects that our opportunity to serve God will be passing in time as well. You know, when I was young and still relatively innocent, predating those times that Earl was talking about earlier, I think, in some respects, before those things came to taint the thinking in some respects and had to be dealt with, I remember that there was a Bible that I had, a New Testament that I had, and it lay by my bed at night, and I would lay in the bed at night and read from that New Testament. And also, there were two hymns in it. One of them was "Now the Day is Over," and the other one was another one that we're going to be singing in a few minutes. And those were songs that I would sing at night before I went to sleep. Very often, the times that we are most prone to such things as worship and prayer are at the end of a day and the beginning of a day. I know we ought to be ready to worship and serve God in every respect, but we have time to think, and there are lots of reasons why our mind is thinking on eternal things when our day is about spent and we're about to go to sleep, and sober thoughts come to mind. I don't know about you, but sometimes nights come when I can't get the mind to shut down, and sleep doesn't come very readily because the mind's just going over all the things that are on it and that sort of thing. Last night happened to be one of those nights for me for some reason. I can't figure out all the reasons why, but I didn't sleep much, especially after about 2 o'clock in the morning, and just lay there and tossed and turned and wondered what was going on. But that happens sometimes, and thoughts of God and His will are very good, things to fill our minds with at the end of a day and the beginning of the day as well as any other time. Number 352, and as you can see on the screen, we're suggesting that we sing stanzas 1 and 3. Stanzas 1 and 3 of number 352.
Give me more strivings within, more patience in suffering, more sorrow for sin, more faith in my Savior, more sense of His care, more joy in His service, more purpose in prayer, more purity give me, more strength to overcome, more freedom from earth stains, more longings for home, more fit for the kingdom, more useful I'd be, more blessed and holy, more Savior like Thee.
Thank you very much. That song has always struck me as being a song of deep prayerfulness and supplication before God. More holiness give me, more strivings within. Rick mentioned on Wednesday night something that he had done a short talk about a few years ago. So we time to talk about people who are struggling with their spiritual lives. And he indicated that very often we wonder where our real trouble is, if when we're struggling or when we're not struggling. And it seems that his point is well taken and it's consistent with this idea. The continued striving to please God. More patience in suffering, more sorrow for sin, etc. And the second stanza that we didn't sing, more gratitude give me. More trust in the Lord, more pride in His glory, more hope in His word. More tears for His sorrows, more pain at His grief. More meekness in trial, more praise for relief. This seems to me to be the kind of thing that every moment of our lives, but particularly sometimes maybe late at night or as a new day dawns, those are things that fit into our minds as we consider our relationship with God. Turn back to 122. Now the day is over, and we're going to sing the second stanza of 122. The first and second stanza. Saying the first stanza already, let's put them together. One and two.
Is drawing nigh, shadows of the evening steal across the sky. Jesus, give the weary calm and sweet repose with Thy tenderest blessing. May our eyelids close.
Jesus, give the weary calm and sweet repose with Thy tenderest blessing. May our eyelids close. Sometimes we do have restless moments. Sometimes it's our health. Sometimes it's pain or difficulty of one sort or another. Sometimes it's things that are going on around us. And sometimes we can't even put our finger on it, what it is that keeps us restless. Maybe we've just got a lot to do the next day and wonder how we're going to get it done or whatever else it is. But the fact of the matter is that when we lie down with the Lord's will in our heart, We can lie down without the kind of trepidation and anxiety that people who don't have a relationship with God have. I trust that all of us know that reality, that we can trust Him to help us through whatever it is that we're dealing with. Doesn't mean the problems aren't there. Doesn't mean they're not going to need our attention. It's just that we can trust that God is going to be with us to help us with those things. At the heading of the song there in our books, it has Psalm 4 and verse 8. I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. There's a proverb in the scriptures that says that the sleep of a laboring man is sweet. Even more so, the sleep of one who labors in the Lord is sweet. We need to keep that in our minds. Again from the Psalms in chapter 3 and verse 5, I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. If you would please keep 122 marked and turn to 72, song number 72. We have 1, 3, and 4. We'll sing 1, 3, and 4 stanzas of this song. Let me note to you that in the third stanza at the end of the line there, it says, middle line, it says, a constant sense of thy abiding presence, where'er I am or wherever I am, to feel that thou art near. I don't have any problem with the wording of that stanza. I think when people know the truth, there are feelings that go with it. I personally tend to sing that when I'm singing it alone. I tend to sing, where'er I am, to know that thou art near. Now, I'll sing it the way it's written tonight while I'm leading it. But it seems to me that we ought to have that constant assurance that God is near. We can trust Him. First, third, and fourth of Be With Me, Lord.
Be with me, Lord, I cannot live without thee. I dare not try to take one step alone. I cannot bear the loads of life unaided. I need thy strength to lean myself upon. Be with me, Lord. No other gift or blessing thou couldst bestow could with this one compare. A constant sense of thy abiding presence, where'er I am, to feel that thou art near. Be with me, Lord, when loneliness o'ertakes me, when I must weep amid the fires of pain, and when shall come the hour of my departure for worlds unknown, O Lord, be with me there.
Turn back to number 122, please. 122. Now the day is over. Let's sing all three stanzas this time. Shall we sing?
Now the day is over. Night is drawing nigh. Shadows of the across the sky, Jesus, give the weary calm and a sweet repose. With thy tenderest blessing, may our eyelid close. When the morning wakens, then may I arise pure and fresh and sinless in thy holy eyes.
Along with the other thoughts that are suggested to me in considering this song, the idea of starting over. We talked about rest, and we talked about working while the opportunity exists, and the blessedness of being in the presence of God at the end of a day and the beginning of a day. This song suggests the idea that God gives us the opportunity over and over again in our lives to correct things, to set things right. And we can come to the end of a day and ask God, let me start tomorrow, pure and fresh and sinless in your eyes, and know that he is merciful to forgive us our sins if we are faithful to confess our sins and truly repent of them and to trust in him. David said when he had been far, far away from where he should be, but he was coming back to the Lord, he said in Psalm 51 in verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast or a right spirit within me. That seems to fit with the idea of when the morning wakens, then may I rise pure and fresh and sinless in your holy eyes. Create in me the heart and the clean heart and the pure spirit that ought to exist within me. If you would please turn now to number 106. We're not coming back to 122. We've sung it all now, so you can take your marker out of that place. And turn with me now to 106. 106. Got all hands for us to sing. Can I see the hands of those who know this song? Okay, more than I thought. I wasn't sure how often we had sung this. Let's all three stanzas, please.
If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord, forgive. If I have uttered idle words or vain, if I have turned aside from want or pain, lest I myself shall suffer through the strain, dear Lord, forgive the sins I have confessed to thee. Forgive the secret sins I do not see. Oh, guide me, love me, and my keeper be. In Jesus' name.
When the morning wakens, then may I rise pure and freshless, fresh and sinless in thy holy eyes. Turn with me to number 17, song number 17. I think it worked out well that none of the songs that I chose to lead tonight were among the ones that Earl had chosen to lead. That could happen. it could happen that a preacher could pick out the same subject that you were going to preach out in the near future. Earl indicated to me this morning as he's planning to preach in the not too distant future that he thought I was getting his material from him before he got there, but I didn't go too far into that. Son of my soul, I know Frank has led this song quite a number of times here through the years. This is the other song that was in that little New Testament that I used to have, and when our girls were little and we'd be having our devotions before we go to bed at night, parts of this song were a regular part of our what we sang with them when they were little. And always been a very meaningful song to me. Now the day is over. Am I ending this day in Christ? That is, in a relationship with Christ that brings me into fellowship with God. Can I start the new day tomorrow with Jesus? There's no reason why someone who is away from the Lord cannot, if they're willing. He is willing, if you will come. If you are not in Christ now, why not? Is it because you don't see the benefit, the blessing of being able to rest your head upon a pillow with the assurance that you're in the presence of God if you pass away during the night, or if you rise tomorrow that you'll be in the company of Almighty God to carry you through the day? And then what if there is no tomorrow? What if tomorrow doesn't come here upon the earth? What if time ends here upon the earth? Or my life ends? What a tragedy for us to have had the opportunity to draw near to God, to receive salvation from our sins, and for us to not avail ourselves of it. I heard some of you have known through the years Brother Jim Popple, and I heard him preach a sermon years ago, and if I can remember the major points, one of them was what a tragedy it is for a person to die in many respects. What a tragedy it is for a person to die lost. And then perhaps the greatest of all tragedies is for a person to die lost who knew they were lost and knew the gospel, who knew they were not in fellowship with God, knew they would be lost in eternal condemnation, knew that God had sent his son to keep them from having to do that, and yes, they were not willing to lay hands upon and lay their life in the hands of God. Could it be that tonight you're ready to come just as this day is ending, so that there will not be another day that you have to live out of fellowship with God? And let every one of us be sure that we draw near to God, beginning, end, and middle, every moment of every day. The song that Earl has chosen is "Let Him Have His Way with Thee." That's the only way to live eternally, is to let God have His way with us. This is another really good song, and I think it's a good one to invite people to come to the Lord. And if you're ready to do that, won't you do so now while together we stand and sing.